Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Woken up, got in your car, you got your coffee, and you're like, oh God, Dusty's too excited already. What's new? News in football, George Pickens, Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver, remember him? He's on his way to Dallas for a third-round pick, and then the Dallas Cowboys are sending the Pittsburgh Steelers a day 3 pick.
That's right, and like pick swaps, or no, third-round pick, right?
Third-round pick,
and then pick swaps, they're saying now, plural.
On day 3, yeah.
So it could be more.
Pickens, picks, pick. Pickens, pick Celtics in 7.
Or you could say Timberwolves in 4. Oh, no. Cavs in 4. Yep. Oh, no. Oh, or no. Any home team in 4 at this point in time. Actually, I'm more breaking news this morning. Team USA has just texted me and said that they're acquiring Chase Meidroth for the World Cup because they like the way he heads the ball. So that's the other breaking news this morning as well.
Nice.
I mean, my God, watching soccer yesterday, the kids over at Olathe East, congratulations, beating North yesterday. Big JV soccer game, a lot of headers in that game. The best header of the day was the second baseman for the White Sox, though.
Yep.
I mean, my God.
What was his name, Molotov?
Chase Meidroth.
Oh, I thought it was Molotov.
He's a cocktail.
Yeah, boom.
Boom.
This is, I don't know why it's funny. It's like the nickname I got called Wolf Nuts.
Yeah.
Kind of funny.
Love it.
Even though it's like a shot.
It is a shot.
It's fine. It's like a funny shot.
It's funny.
It's like the gun that goes bang with the flag.
Yes, exactly.
Like, you mean smart.
Do they still
but
have
then,
those?
Not a chance, dude.
We used to go to this place as a kid. Look it up. See if it still exists, called Wild West City in Sussex, New Jersey. And they would reenact like it was like a Wild West place. They'd have gunfights at the OK Corral and all
the
that stuff.
The only place where Wild West place exists is Branson and anywhere in Wyoming.
Well, no, I think probably Dodge City, Kansas may have like some sort of Wild West reenactment.
Go there and let me know if they do.
It's still open.
No. Play the theme song, too. You'll love the theme song for Wild West City.
Sports. I don't hear Wild Wild West City. Will Smith went to the Wild Wild West, turned down the Matrix. How'd that work out?
It worked out well. He slapped somebody.
Somebody says nothing changes on the Dallason, though, with the nickname. They still have Wack Prescott. As
It's true. I mean,
shot, but funny.
But good. I like it. Until you get a quarterback, great. You got George Pickens. That's going to add to the excitement down there in Dallas. Oh, God, it's going to be good.
I know there's a lot of excitement from my end on Caglione, but man, it's starting to get to the point where it's like, McFly, what are we doing?
Well, he's got me excited now.
Why would he not actually
shoots it to left field? Rosario chasing it. He looks up, and that carries into the bullpen. Jack Caglione hits his 7th home run of the season. A line drive to left off of a sinker off
line
the plate.
He's a lefty, so that means he's going opposite field on a line drive.
364 into the bullpen.
That's not a double-A kid.
My goodness, Jack Caglione makes it look so effortless.
Boy,
he
I'll tell you.
That so hard, but it doesn't look like it's even that much.
And
he
it's
just whips that ball to left on a line, and when you have those kind of muscles, sometimes the ball finds a way to
that's
carry
not me
over
announcing
the wall.
That
is a
sent
to left field again, looping towards the wall on the warning track. It's gone. Jack Caglione, 2 home run game.
Ugh. So good. I mean, you got me excited now, Jack. And so for me to get
now it
like,
matters.
Well, no, because I temper everything with these minor league guys, right? Because every year there's somebody that's going to be the next. And for 30 years, we've never really seen that guy, right? We got Bobby, we had Alex Gordon, you know, a couple of guys come up. But, you know, we're told over the course of years in every sport, oh, this guy's the next. And then the guy fizzles out and dissipates and, you know, you got nothing, right? But for me, like the Caglione stuff yesterday, where I was finally like, okay, it's time to go to Omaha, is the opposite field home run. Like when you can put that one in the left field bullpen like he did yesterday, especially on Taco Tuesday, going Oppo Taco on Taco Tuesday. I mean, who else does something crazy like that? It's time. It's time to move him up to Omaha because he's not, and maybe there's some baseball excuse out there. Again, we had 64 of them from a former PR guy for the Royals over the years that we had in bracket form of baseball excuses. But I think for Jack Caglione right now, I don't know that there's any more baseball excuses. Sometimes logic, you just look at it and go, okay, it's time to move the guy up. Like, stop trying to figure things out and do all kinds of crazy stuff and say, all right, you've earned your promotion right now. Two homers yesterday, three hits. He's making the game look easy, Dusty. And when you start to make the game look easy, it's time for you to go get a new challenge at AAA.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of facetiously tweeted yesterday that Jack Caglione in AA baseball doesn't look like he's having much fun anymore. and people were like, oh, it looks like he's having a ton of fun. No, we look, 109 at bats. So this was yesterday, we read those stats at 105, 314, 395, 542, 938. Okay, that 314 is now 330 in one game. Those home runs are now 8, not 6. Those RBIs are now 31, not 27. That OPS is now 1,012, not 938. The guy, and again, we listened to what J.J. Bukola had to say yesterday with Cody and Gold. I do want to play his audio again because he doesn't necessarily tell you that they're going to wait on him. They just basically, and look, J.J.'s a good dude, but he's just basically saying like, yeah, we're like ready to see it move up. We just want to make sure, like this yesterday,
well,
from Monday.
Certainly, we don't have a set date on it. You know, it's just one of those things that when our evaluators are down there, and we had a bunch in Springfield this week, you know, make the recommendation to our player development staff that it's time to move Jack to AAA. That's when we'll move him. But you know, those things are so hard to just say it's going to be by this date or by that date. What we want is between now and the time Jack hits the major leagues, he's as complete of a hitter as he can possibly be. We know how hard it is in the major leagues, watching some of the young guys that are in the major leagues right now really struggling, and that's not the way we want to break Jack into the big leagues. It doesn't mean he won't struggle, but we want him to be as prepared as he possibly can. A lot of that comes down to swing decisions, you know, understanding what the situations are. Really no different than any other hitter. You know, Jack's just clearly very talented and is on a faster track than most guys would be.
So, what else do you need to see?
That, and like, that's to me, like, I listened to what JJ had to say there. He's like, you know, we want to see, you know, we don't want to see him struggle, but we want to make sure he can hit from all like aspects of the plate. So, 4 home runs in 3 games. He hit 2 yesterday. He hit 1 on Saturday, 1 on Sunday. Obviously, the one Saturday was the one that we geeked out over when we were down there in Springfield. The power is obviously there, but also now the like knowledge on how to use your power. So hear me out. He's working these counts against these pitchers, and these pitchers that are pitching in Double A, Bob Mack, know exactly who Jack Caglione is. Like everybody in the minors knows who this kid is. Obviously Kansas City, but I mean, they all know who he is. So he knows that he's already got to step on these kids or grown men. And so what he's doing is forcing them to pitch to him. They're not. They're, you know, either ramped up or they're trying to do something or they're trying to be too cute. And they're getting down 2-0. So he's working the count into his favor, and then he's exploding. And that, to me, is something that is maybe beyond, oh, he put that ball on top of the building. He hit that ball all the way through that brick wall. He hit those 2 balls opposite field. Not only is he working the count, not only is he expressing power, not only has he played right field in 3 consecutive games, he also went opposite field power. He's hitting average. There's literally nothing else you need to see in the AA level. Like
right.
Max the Gamer, I bring this up all the time. There's no other reason or explanation why you should be playing All-Pro. You need to go to All Madden. You need to see if you really are that good. And if you're not, you'll go back down, collect yourself, check yourself, and figure out what you need to do better. If you happen to be that good, which we'll never know, but like what he says there, expedite the process. I'm wanting him on the major league roster. And I know because I've finally put my brain together that that cannot happen unless he gets to AAA first. He'll never make the jump from AA to the pros. We can all know that.
No, but nor should he.
And he's got to play AAA. And if he's got to have 109 at bats to hit 8 home runs and have an OPS of 1,012, then he's going to have another 100 or so at bats in AAA. So let's get rid of this and let's go on. Like, it's, trust me, it's awesome watching the home runs and watch how great he is. But wouldn't it be more awesome if he's doing that AAA? Because then you know what the next step is.
I really want to see him go to Omaha and fail and see how he responds, because he's made the game look really easy at AA right now. He's demolishing AA pitching. And for me, it's no longer like, I don't want to say it's not fun because that's the wrong word to use, but it's no longer like, okay, exciting, because you know he's going to dominate when he goes out there. He has cleaned up in AAA or in AA. There's no more, I don't think anyway, that he can learn down there. I've seen enough. The opposite field home run was enough. That's all I needed to see yesterday. I saw that, okay, it's time to move this kid up to AAA, and I hope the Royals see it kind of that way as well. Like, all right, the opposite field home run, that's showing that you can hit to all fields. You've mastered AA pitching. You're doing what you want to at the plate right now. It's time to give him that opportunity now to go to AAA and kind of see what that lifestyle is all about and see how he responds to that next level. Because at AAA, most of your prospects are at your AA level, right? That's where all of the good prospects truly are, AA. AAA has always kind of been like that final step to obviously get to the big league level. But a lot of times it's dudes that have been in the major leagues that are looking for a new life, that maybe teams are stashing down there in the minor leagues. And so when you get to AAA, you're going to be facing big league type pitchers, because a lot of those guys that are on those AAA rosters have been in the big leagues, have come back to AAA looking for, like, you know, that guy that pitched for Baltimore the last couple of games and gave up 85 home runs,
Kyle Gibson,
right? He was down in AAA. You're going to see guys like that down in AAA that have that big league experience, that know how to get hitters out. And that's the next step now for Jack Caglione. Get up to AAA, face guys who have been in the big leagues before that know how to pitch, maybe not as good to be in the big leagues, but in AAA, and see what you can do against that. And have those failures and see you respond from those failures. Because it's no longer about Jack Caglione and what he can do. Now I think the biggest question is going to be, how does Jack Caglione respond when he doesn't have those successes? And that's the number one thing that every general manager in baseball talks about, is like, we know these guys are good. We don't know how they respond to failure, because many of them have never failed before. They've always dominated. They hit 400 or 500 in high school, dominate the minor leagues. They've never been in that position where they have failed and have to respond and act when they're not used to having something, I don't want to say given to them, but, you know, going out there and just dominating like you do in sports. When you get to that next level, sometimes you don't know how to respond to that failure. It's why a lot of guys don't make it at the big league level. They're fine with successes, but when pitchers start to do different things, they don't know how to adjust. They don't know how to take that next step. And that's what I'm excited about to see Jack Caglione do at AAA. Get up there, take that next step, fail, respond to failure, adjust to this, adjust to that. And if he's hitting like this in 2 months, well, I mean, and it's a AAA, I mean, there's not much more conversation that needs to be had about potentially bringing him up to the big league level. But I still think it's going to be next year. I do. I mean, this team is winning games right now. I still think you go out and get a major league ready bat to add to your organization, and you just let Jack Caglione figure it out in AAA for an entire year, and then next year he's your starting right fielder.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to have that conversation. I'm just, the conversation I'm having is that, like, he has failed, though, in AA. Like, he had those 2 weeks where everybody was like, yep, that's it.
Right, and then look at it, he responded, right?
With a blaze of glory.
Right, exactly. So that's what I'm hoping at AAA.
And, like, meeting him and seeing his personality, like, it's almost like you're like, dude, like, you're 6'5", 250 pounds. Like, you hit the absolute piss out of a baseball. You know that, right? And he's just like, yeah, but I mean, like, it's all about just, like, the game, man. Like, I know, 22-year-old kid. Like, that's literally how he comes across, where you're just like, you, like, look at him, you're like, your biceps are like 35 inches. You're, you know,
bigger than Lorenzen's.
You're a huge, huge man that has a lot of talent. It's just like, he's okay if he fails. Like, it's just, he's not that player where it's going to get, it's almost Hosmer-esque. Like, Hosmer would fail and you would very rarely see him get upset, right? And then when he would come back and make up for it, like, or somebody else would, you know, when Gordon hits home run.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God.
But, like, that's the thing. And just because it's a wonderful Wednesday, and I want to give the Texans what they want, they keep asking us for an MJ Melendez update in the minor leagues.
Well, you got access to Google, too, Texline. We don't need to bring that name up on the show. Yeah. I mean, that just brings things down.
Yeah, it's just...
You want to know what he's hitting? Omaha.com.
Omaha.com.
Whatever their website is. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I could care less what MJ Melendez is doing, honestly. I could care less, or couldn't care less, I guess is the right way to say it.
It's not good.
What MJ Melendez... Who the hell cares about that guy? I mean, God.
I mean, you just want to know if he's getting his act together down there.
No.
He's hitting 176. Oh. One home run, 9 hits. A lot of strikeouts. So there you go. But no, I mean, look, and to have the conversation, because I know people don't want to... Because I keep getting this, like, oh, let's let him, you know, continue to, like, do his thing. And then it's like, well, we don't need him on the roster. I don't want him. I would love to have him in right field, obviously, if he could do this in the big leagues. But, like, I'm just saying, like, if he does this in double A and does this in triple A, and I get it, like, I bring up MJ Melendez because I said this yesterday. I wonder if, like, his failure has caused everybody to, like, freak out. Adalberto Mondesi, does his failure cause this organization to freak out when it comes to, like, a prospect like this? Because... in hindsight, this franchise, Bobby Witt Jr. was like the first one since Brett that really panned out the way they wanted to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Gordon was a failure at first. Butler, Gordon, all those guys, Moose, Haas. Like,
they were all really good players. Bobby's a great player.
And the thing that I'm worried about is that, because Speck always tells me this sometimes too, he's like, sometimes it's okay to have a conversation about an athlete who just happens to be one of those generational types randomly, like Mahomes. Like, they got it right with Mahomes. They got it right with Bobby Witt Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very rarely do you strike gold, like, twice in a short amount of time. Like, you hit a nice parlay, you may never hit another one again, or right. You might hit one, you know, back-to-back, and you're like, I'm on a heater. Like, maybe Caglione is a, like, mythical unicorn. Maybe he is the guy, because I ask you, what would you say are the top three stories for the Royals this year?
For the Royals this year? And like, right now?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
okay, so that's no fun when it goes that
no,
way.
No, I'm trying to think, like, the top three stories.
What I'm trying to get you to say is that one of the best, biggest stories for the Royals this year is Jack Caglione.
I think the story would be bigger for Cags if they weren't winning, you know? But they're winning at the big league level, too.
It's a top three story for the Royals this year.
And for me, it's like, you know, as long as they're winning at the big league level, like, nothing else matters. And that's what they're doing. Like, you know,
it's not the conversation I'm trying to have. I understand that. I'm not wanting him on the roster. I'm telling you that, like, we're talking about him in this way because he is a top three story in Kansas City baseball this year, and he's in double A.
I know, but it's crazy to talk about a prospect for me like that. If the big league club is losing, then we always talk minor league prospects. It's just different and strange. I think unique, maybe, too, that the big league club is doing really good things, and we're still talking about a minor league guy and everybody getting excited about this minor league player. And you know, usually if the big league club is winning, nobody pays attention to the minor leagues. Like in 14 and 15, right, you had no idea what was going on down there, nor did you care because everything was going on at the big league level. This guy's obviously different than everybody else, but I still think the biggest story is the Royals picked up where they left off last year, and they may be better than where they were a season ago, and they went 2-8 on a road trip where everybody wrote them off. All the fans were writing them off, and I'm getting texts from everybody, but they're not going to win. And they're one of the best teams in baseball right now. And the pitching staff is better than it was a season ago, and maybe the best of all time. And Bobby Witt's doing some good things at the plate right now. And so I think the other big story for the Royals is, are they going to go out and make a big time trade and get that bat that they need and not waste this pitching and get that bat in the lineup? So I do think he's a big story. I think he's a subplot to the season. But I think sometimes we talk about Jack Caglione as a city, and we forget that these guys at the ballpark are doing some really good things right now because we want this kid to be up here and be part of it. And I look at it and go, man, this big league ball club is winning games right now, and that's the big story for me.
Did the White Sox or Patrick Mahomes teach you that no lead is safe?
Well, both.
Okay.
Maybe the Cleveland Cavaliers, the Boston Celtics.
That Cavs game last night. More entertaining than I thought it would be. I ate my Mac Morey cereal last night, and got to watch how that game ended because Indiana comes back late. Halliburton hits that shot. We can dive into more of that a little bit later on, but that was insane.
White, no lead is safe, though, in sports, man. Yeah.
And that keeps you to, like, stay humble, or, like, doesn't, you don't like to be the guy? It's like, you know.
There were many times on Monday night where I wanted to send texts about the Knicks, you know, coming back. And I'm like, nope, not going to do it, not going to do it, not going to do it. Because.
backspace.
I mean, yeah, up 20, you're probably like, oh, told you. Somebody was up 20 again yesterday and didn't win either, right?
Jeez, man.
Cleveland, right? Were they not up 20 in that game yesterday?
It was close.
I think it was. Yeah. I think it was 20 in the third quarter yesterday that they were up.
It
they were
crazy.
Up 7 with 50 seconds to go.
I mean, dude.
In that game. Like leads in sports, man. Like they're not safe anymore. I like the Blues are up 3-1 and they lose with 1 point, or they get the game tied with 1.6 seconds left on the clock. Patrick Mahomes, 13 seconds on the clock.
The Falcons, New England.
Like, if you think a lead in sports is safe and you go to X, formerly Twitter, and you're bloviating on there like that guy from Barstool Sports or Bill Simmons or any of these Celtic fans that were celebrating up 20, man, that is now the curse, I think, in sports. When your super fans roll the social media and announce the game is over. Oh, these games are not over, man.
That's why I hate the game over text. That's why I hate
with
you
the Chiefs,
send us the game.
It's different like, with the Chiefs. It's different with them.
Yeah,
we got Mahomes.
Yeah,
we got
that's
Mahomes.
Fair.
We got the cheat code.
Yes, that's true.
On all of this. And so, you know, this guy's always going to find you ways to win games. But in every other aspect of life, like, that's the only dude that you can count on with a lead anymore. It's crazy.
I think D Ford kind of taught me that as well.
Ugh.
Because I remember when Brady threw the pick, and I was in my, like, living room, and I was like, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Dude.
We're going to the Super Bowl. And then, like, all of a sudden, it was like, flag on the play. And I was like, okay. All right. Never have you seen a Super Bowl. Never have you been to a Super Bowl. And here you are high-fiving, saying you're going. Here's the ref saying, no, Chris Jones hit him in the face.
And see, that was Brady, too. He's another one.
Yeah.
Like, he's another. Bobby Witt.
Brady.
Like last night, you knew the game was over. Once Bobby came to the plate last night,
like,
the game was over.
Go.
It was over. It was done. He didn't. I mean, you could have flipped that off and knew exactly what happened in that
one
game,
out,
right?
One out, bases loaded. Yeah,
I mean, Bobby's putting the ball in play, and the game's going to end. Joe Montana, another one. Elway, another guy like that would rip your heart out and all that. But, I mean, like these basketball playoffs over the last 2 days alone and the hockey playoffs the last 3 days alone has shown us, like, just because you have a lead late in the game doesn't mean this thing is over. I mean, Halliburton last night missing the free throw, getting his own rebound, backing up, fall away three, boom.
Step back.
Like, electric. People are like, oh, you should have called a timeout, set up a play. No, they let him play.
Do you want to get angry for a second? Mac, tell Bob what your friend said.
First text, Pacers hater. First, right after the game.
Hang on a second here.
Well,
they're all NBA geeks.
They're NBA geeks. Yeah. I can give you the lore in the background.
It's like
whatever.
Saying, I hate the Miami Marlins.
He just thinks that he's mad that they made the ECF last year. He thinks they're overrated. All these
ECF,
things.
ECF. You see how he did that, right?
Come on, bro.
Well, it's easier. He's mad, whatever. So he texts me, just wish they could play a healthy team. Series is over. Just wish they could play a healthy Cavs. Did you watch that game?
Who's he a fan of?
He's not a fan of either of these teams. He just doesn't like that the Pacers are winning games against hurt teams. Yeah, he's a hater.
Take advantage of the situation you're in, like Cags in Double A, murdering pitching. Get him to Triple A.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And I'm just like, it doesn't matter about the injuries. What just happened wasn't about the injuries. They just scored 7
fruit.
Points in 40 seconds.
Yeah, that's low-hanging fruit when people go, well, they're injured and all
Must
that.
Be nice.
Yeah,
exactly.
I'm not in on that one. The games are the games.
And
Cleveland's had time to rest and all this kind of,
give a rip. I'm gonna send him this text today. Playoff record when trailing by 7 points was less than a minute 30 left in the game. 2025 Pacers, 2-0. Every other team in the last 20 years, 1-384.
Oh, I saw one that was even worse than
Take
that.
Take that for dad.
We'll get to that on the other side, because there was one that was even worse than that number, like in the thousands of teams that have never blown this type of lead.